What's up, everybody? My name is Mackenzie Crenshaw. You're listening to Rockin' the Suburbs. Jim and Patrick are off today, so I'm in charge. You're in for a treat. And I want to talk about music that my students love. So over the summer, I worked at Brown University in their pre-college programs and worked with a ton of different high school students from all over the country and all over the world. This past semester, I worked as a TA in the Curriculum and Instruction Department at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. I taught a class of pre-service teachers, and we talked a crap ton about cultural diversity, language diversity, and learning in the classroom. So I really just want to talk about some of the music they love. I think music's a great way to build relationships with students, and I always have it on in my classrooms or at different events and activities that I'm hosting. Now, I'm not much older than my students. I'm 24. The students I worked with over the summer were in their upper teens, and my students currently that I have at the university level are freshmen and sophomores. But there is definitely a difference in music taste. What's fun, though, is that a lot of these songs that they love are actually revitalizing and definitely making reference to music of the past. And so I've compiled a list of 5 songs that I have personally come to love because my students introduced them to me. The first song I want to talk about is Hey Lover by Wavy. Now, I think this was a TikTok sound, which is why it got so popular so quickly. I mean, the song is like 3 years old. Wavy is a relatively indie group, and it has 26 million plays on Spotify. So TikTok, we can probably attribute to that. With that being said, the first time I heard it, I was like, this is just like a 60s pop song. And it was so good. Definitely harkens back to like the Ronettes and the Crystals, like that prime girl group sound, and has that great opening guitar lick. Then I did some research, and I found out that it sounds like a 60s girl group song, because it was a 60s girl group song. The original was recorded by Daughters of Eve in 1966, and they're this super cool all-girl garage band. And this song is so cool. Both versions are great, and I love it, and it's a great summer bop, and I play it all the time. Right along, let's talk about Make It Better by Anderson .Paak featuring Smokey Robinson. Yes, this song is just as good as it sounds like it's going to be, and it might be my favorite song that I'm going to talk about today. Now, Anderson .Paak obviously is influenced by 70s soul music. Silk Sonic is a prime example of that, which, side note, that album is going to be immaculate. I'm so excited. But this song is interesting because you're hearing, I think, a few key things. The first one is that Anderson is a drummer, right? So the beat on the song is great. And you start out with just the beat. He slowly adds in these samples of strings and, the bass, and just keeps building up to the chorus, which is, I think, a really effective method and not something you see a lot in soul music. Usually it's just like all out there. So that's pretty cool. I also think that Anderson's voice is very similar to a young Smokey's voice. So when you get the layering of Smokey's vocals now with Anderson's, it's a really cool, like, intergenerational type of vibe happening. And it's something that I just love every time I hear it in the song.
I remember you and me. places in it too can be. Now we're strangers in the night, awkward and uptight. Oh, baby, do you wanna make it better? Do you wanna stay together? Hey, if you do, then let's please make some new memories. When you take somebody for your own, it can't survive on history. We got a room at home. Go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice, add a little spice. Try some new seduction. Show each other how. Give each other new instructions on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now.
Similarly, my students also love the song Funny Thing by Thundercat. Thundercat's so cool. Like, maybe one of the coolest people I think currently working. He's a bass guitarist. He has a really good voice, obviously. And I think he just has a very good ear for lots of different types of music. He's worked with Kendrick Lamar. He also has a song with Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald, which I very much encourage you to go listen to. But I think, too, here, it's a very contemporary song with these hints of funk music, like giving me very much mid-70s to late-70s Stevie Wonder, for example, or Funkadelic, or, Sly and the Family Stone, even. So, again, it's so fun for me as someone who loves this classic R&B, funk, and soul music to see it being revitalized in contemporary sounds and to see young people so engaged in it. And I think, too, this is just a bop. Like, come on, it's a great dance song, great party song. He knocked it out of the park. Whenever that chorus comes up, you got to do like the head bob with the beat. It's infectious. It's just an infectious song. Similarly, it's not just funk and soul in R&B that's being revitalized, but like surf rock. That's a pretty common, I think, callback that I hear in a lot of indie music, or, you know, this kind of indie pop thing that a lot of younger people are into. One of my favorite that I think really captures the kind of Beach Boys-esque mid-60s vibes with contemporary sounds is Boy Pablo's Dance Baby.
Damn, that girl set me up with her. Dance with me, baby, let's get lost right here. Dance with me, baby, dance.
another song that's just infectious. Like, I will definitely find myself just singing it at random times, and I don't even listen to it that often, but it has a great little hook and chorus there. I say this is Beach Boys-esque for a few reasons. I think, one, it has the little flourishes and embellishments that you will find in a lot of Brian Wilson-produced works. I think there's definitely a theme of, like, being insecure and watching a girl from afar and being really kind of lost and insecure as a young person, which, again, all very much Brian Wilson vibes, especially in like the Beach Boys earlier work. And then of course you have that chorus, which with the little harmonies in the background, which is giving me lots of just 60s vibes in general. And what's cool, I think, is that this is a pretty common sound in indie music right now. I sometimes will hear things like on TikTok or just like on Spotify if I'm screwing around and I'm like, oh, that is, we're doing the 60s now. Very cool. So it is interesting too to note, I think, between genres, like people are referencing different types of, or different eras rather, of music, which is, again, very fun to hear as someone who is generally just a vintage music fan. For this last one, I'm gonna not follow the rules. It's my episode. Jim and Patrick gave me control. I can do what I want. And we're gonna talk about an artist that me and my friends have really recently come to be maybe just a little obsessed with, and it definitely was unexpected, but now I'm very heavily invested in his career, and I want to play for you Dead of Night by Orville Peck. Now let me set a scene for you about where I first heard this song. I was driving through the mountains of Pennsylvania on my way to my internship this summer in Rhode Island, and I was listening to this album, and I was not prepared for this, had no idea what I was getting myself into, and I literally almost had to pull over because I was shook. What I love about Orville Peck is that he takes this Western country outlaw vibe and meshes it with the aesthetics of like really over the top rhinestone type vibe of 70s country. And it works really well. I mean, if you've never seen him, he wears like this fringy mask that covers his face and he doesn't show his face. He wears like sleeveless leather vests and has these black cowboy hats. Like he has the whole look, okay? His voice obviously helps to propel the sound and the lyrics of these songs too, and fits perfectly going with this type of outlaw vibe that he has. So hats off to Orville, because I think a lot more people could be converted to country music fans if they just listened to this album.
The sun goes down another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up. You say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly. As we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high. Spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until we cry. You say go fast, I say hold on tight. In the dead of
also works and performs with people like Kacey Musgraves, Yola, Trixie Mattel, people who are pushing the boundaries of what it means to be a country musician and who is included in country music, which I think is always cool in any genre to have people pushing the boundaries. This is all to say that the kids have taste, y'all. give them a chance. Give them a chance. There's lots of really awesome artists currently working, and I think we should do our due diligence in celebrating them. And honestly, it's been great to connect with my students over music, and it's always fun when they can share things with me. Thank you for letting me be on the show, Jim and Patrick. I don't know why you're permitting me to do this, but here we are. And as a thank you, everyone listening should follow Rock in the Suburbs on their social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can harass Jim and Patrick some more. You can harass me or leave comments that might maybe be nice on this episode. I don't know. I hope you have an absolutely marvelous, wonderful day, and I want to play Orville Peck some more, so here's another Orville Peck song. Bye.
Sleek heroine, just a man, slow on the draw. Velvet gloves, you're still a stunner. Don't be down, girl, this world is a bummer. Queen of the rodeo, you rode on in with nowhere else to go. You know the tune, so the words don't matter. Beyond this town lies a life much sadder, babe. I know. Another evening show, queen of the rodeo. Sweet Marilyn, satin gown, hard to ignore. Starry eyed, a little younger, the night is long, your days are numbered. Queen of the rodeo, you're ridden out with nowhere else to go. You know the tune, so the words don't matter. Beyond this town lies a life much sadder, babe.